We had a group of students that were on a special trip a week ago to the Lead the Cause conference, and I'd like to invite those who are going to share come up at this time. Something that Jeremy set up before he left, and then we had a couple volunteer leaders step up and go along with them. So we're going to have them come up here and give us kind of the highlights of it. So I don't know who's been the designated starter, but can you tell us something about just what is Lead the Cause and kind of the basic idea of what it is? So
Lead the Cause is run by Dare to Share Ministries, which is a really great youth ministry organization that Jeremy, obviously you guys know, had really gotten us plugged into for the last couple of years. So this was actually my third time going to Lead the Cause in Chicago. We stayed out at Wheaton College. It had previously been at Moody Bible Institute. But just spent the week kind of like digging into our faith, going deeper as to like how we can be relationally equipped to share the gospel with others and the people around us, which is really cool. One of the big points of the week is 2 days of the week we go into Chicago and talk to people on the streets about the gospel, which is like crazy, I think, for a lot of us to experience, because it really like breaks your comfort zone. But that's the point, is that it's honestly, in my opinion, I was actually talking to Don about this a little bit earlier, in my opinion, it's a little bit easier to share your faith with someone you've never met and are never going to see again. So that makes it does break your comfort zone, but the main focus of the week is how do we take that home and actually share with the people that are in our lives and bring them closer to Christ. So like I said, it was my third time, but it was still just a really cool, unique experience, and it was really cool to bring these guys along too. I know Ethan, it was his first time. These two guys, it was their second, and it was Gary's first time too. So does anyone want to go next?
Yeah. Does somebody want to share kind of what was the highlight? What was it that really you felt impacted you, or Gary, or anybody? Okay.
So I think for sure when you go into Chicago, you meet a lot of different people, and they really equip you at Dare to Share. They tell you, they talk to you how to share your faith with strangers, how to talk to people, and that people are not projects. People are actually people that you talk to, you know, because you're not trying to sell the gospel to somebody. You're trying to help people. And they really do a good job of teaching you, and they well equip you before they just send you off into the streets. You have, I think we spent there 2 days before we went out. And yeah, so we went in, we had 2 days in Chicago, spoke to a lot of different people, met a lot of really interesting people. But we got to share the faith, and it was a really great experience for all of us, I think.
Awesome, thank you. Anybody else have a story you want to, how it impacted you, Ethan?
I would say probably my kind of highlight, favorite thing that happened was we talked to this one homeless guy. His name was Jeremy. Me and John walked up to him and just kind of started talking to him. He'd been out for, was it 2 years, I think? And he had, like, he thought that he accepted Christ, but he wasn't for sure about it. And in Dare to Share, we learn the gospel message, which is just these different kind of sayings that all go through the entirety of the gospel, and we were able to give him a card to kind of help him remember that, because he thought that that was a really easy way to both remember it and to learn it more, essentially. So
awesome. Thanks. Anybody else?
So I want to tell you that this group of young men are incredible. I will guarantee it. It's like going to the conference, and it's like really didn't know them very well, but got a chance, you know, over a week when you're at a conference like that. It's like, this is not a sissy conference, I will guarantee it. It's like you were up early in the morning and you are working all day. It's like we weren't getting back to our rooms to basically just kind of chill out until about 10 o'clock at night. So it really was an equipping kind of thing, and I appreciate that Ryan indicated that. But it really fits in very well in terms of what we have been trying to focus on. You think about, bathe these people in prayer. You know, when we're going out in the streets of Chicago, it's like we have no idea what we're going to do, but God does. And so if we just bathe that in prayer and basically say, hey, we want to give a blessing to the city. And again, God did bless us as well as the people that we met through that. The next piece of that is care. Again, the guy said it, but it's a matter of don't look at people as projects. look at people through the eyes that Jesus saw people, wherever they are, whether they are already Christians or whether it's people that are homeless on the streets or whether it's people that that life is going so fast that they just don't know what's going on. Be able to care for them in a way that is really meaningful. And then the last part is share, which is what Ethan was talking about. It's like being equipped to basically be able to share your faith, to be able to share that the gospel is truly good news. And if we've got good news that we've got, whether it's about Christ or anything else, it's like you want to share that with people. And that's exactly what this conference did. So I encourage you guys, if you don't know any of the guys that are up here, ask them about what they learned, especially about, Ethan mentioned it, the Gospel, G-O-S-P-E-L, is an acronym. And it will walk you through the Bible in basically six words. It is very quick, but it is very compelling. And it really does tell that why the gospel is good news. It's not good works that's going to save us. It's only that Jesus Christ has been able to remove our sins. And that's the good news that we want to carry forth to people.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, so let's pray for these guys as they carry out this calling. And if you'd be willing to offer your blessing, extend forth your hand. And dear God, we come to you and we thank you for the work that you are doing in these men and for their sense of calling to share the gospel. Pray that you'll continue to equip them and empower them to live that out. And God, continue to stretch us as a congregation. Lead us into a deeper understanding of how we can reach out with your love throughout the corridor and see the transformation that comes when people embrace the gospel for themselves. So guide us in that, and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's encourage them for not going to the Sissy Conference. Good job. Way to go.